Blog Talk Radio. girl, make me happy ball out, boy. When you lock down, so we are Carell. Touching your body, girl, it feels so well. This sight of you just make me head swell. So you know, so me happy like you in a me. Hear me now.
Look at you religiously, baby. Hello, welcome to How You Live in Radio. It's the one, the only, the fang wearing or fang having, blood craving Niecy, with my sidekick and knife in the side pain, Kurt ENT. Say hi, Kurt.
What's up, y'all?
Tonight, we're supposed to be talking about child support. And it's not from all women need to get child support just because I'm a female, because no, I don't believe in that. And I got four kids, and there's two dads, and three from one, and one from one. And did I get child support for the last three? No. Was I court ordered for child support for one? Yes. Did I get it? Yes and no. Does he owe me money? Yeah, he owes me enough to actually buy a house. But I'm like, my kids never wanted for anything. They always had what they needed. I worked 2 to 3 jobs. Care whether or not I got the money? Yeah, but I ain't going to get it, so I ain't missing anything that I never had. So getting into this, after children turn 5 and they're in school, and those women who collect child support sit at home doing nothing when they could be working part-time to help support these children. It used to be the mail as the main source of income. Not anymore. We live in a tough economic time where it takes two in the household to support children. Why should those women stay at home when they could be working? The law should be added to that those who do collect child support and don't have several babies and then wait for the child support check to come in. They should at least be given some financial responsibility as well as the father. After their youngest turns five, they should be required to work at least part time to collect the child support. Nobody should have a free ride. And I completely agree with that, and that's actually something they're trying to amend in Congress to get federalized to make it a federal law, state by state. They actually have, as far as child support goes, there is no federal blanket that says how much is required to be paid for child support. Each city, each state varies or different. I know in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where I'm at, if you make under $700, you don't have to pay child support. They can't court order you to pay child support if you make under a certain amount of money. They just won't take it out your check. They call it, you have to make a living wage. And if you make under what they call a living wage, you actually can get out of paying child support. I'm not going to advise anybody to go out there and get a less paying job so they ain't got to pay child support. But there are several ways, and that being one of them, that you can actually get out of paying child support. Child turns 8, you know, if the child goes to the military, you don't have to pay child support no more. Somebody else adopts a kid, you don't have to pay child support no more. If the parents that agree that one parent doesn't have to pay child support, say they stay at one house for a certain amount of time and then they switch off and say you don't have to pay child support, you can deny the kid, you know, with paternity test, you know, that way you don't have to pay child support unless the kid is determined to be yours, and then it only after that you would have to pay child support. You could sign a report on the rights and not have to pay child support. Not really make sure somebody adopt, but just terminate your rights as a parent and not pay child support. Are women more inclined more inclined to pay child support if the man has custody of the child? No. Is it more enforced? No. They give a reason. They said when the man has custody of the child, they're better off more financially than the woman, and you'll find less single fathers on welfare or getting food stamps or Section 8. They're because a man, it's to a certain point where one, they don't want to hand out. Two, they're like having people. Come on, Kurt, tell me.
I don't like nobody in my motherfucking business.
That's not what I was going to say. But they don't want to have to feel as though they're being taken care of.
Somebody in their motherfucking business.
So they're more inclined to go get whatever, to do whatever they have to do. I'm not saying there's not women out there, because like I said, I had 2-3 jobs at a time. Sometimes I would work all 3 jobs in one day.
Yeah, and that's tough.
Yeah, I had like 2 part-time jobs and then a full-time job. So when I finished one full-time job, I go to my part-time job, get a little rest, then go do my other part-time job, and then I had the full-time job off. Like later on, I had off. So sometimes I do 3. But as far as I didn't told several guys this. And basically, I told them this after they even told me that their kid's mom was a ratchet bitch. Go take them to court. She won't let you see your kid. Take her. Take her to court. There is no rule or law saying the mother is the only one who can take anybody to court to claim custody. And if you're separated, or if y'all have never been married and y'all had the kid out of wedlock, technically the child is bastard. So what it is neither one of y'all got custody. And I learned this when my kids were really, really, really little. Neither one of y'all got custody. So if she can sit there and say you can't see the baby, and then when you get the baby, you can sit there and tell her she ain't getting the baby back, and there's nothing nobody can do about it because nobody got custody. She can leave the state, leave the country, and there's not a damn thing you can do because neither one of y'all got custody. But once she leaves, she will be custody wherever she goes. She'd have to go to court and will be custody. But all your little dumb ass, stupid, young motherfucking kids having babies, and I got one of them, my damn self. But she went to court today. My grandson's one. She went to court today. She went to court today. Y'all need to go. I ain't saying go sue somebody. What I'm saying is, at least go get custody of the motherfucking kid. That way, ain't no ifs, ands, or buts where the child is supposed to be custodial home is at. But once you do that, I ain't saying file for child support. I ain't saying file because the father is retarded and don't do shit. Well, yeah. If the father is retarded and don't do shit and will keep saying, well, I'll give you this and never give you a damn motherfucking dime, file. But do not chase the nigga if he don't pay. What you chasing him for?
About in my situation.
What you chasing him for? I mean, it's not, I understand your child needs stuff, but shit. Do like every other normal motherfucking person who has a kid. What would you do if the parent was dead? Work your fucking ass off so the kid will not want for anything. That's what you do. You ain't missing the damn thing because you ain't have it. You may want it, but your ass ain't getting it. And as far as receipt, I think every motherfucking penny should be accounted for. Literally, like, they don't even give you cash and checks no more. I don't know about other countries.
Hard,
I don't know about other states, but in Pennsylvania, you can get it on your bank card, or you can get it on this. Well, I think they need to give a card for everybody, whether you got a bank account or not. And that one card actually says ETPI on it, and it all has, and you automatically know that's a child support card. You know, you see that bitch, you automatically know that shit is a child support card. And ooh, that's a card from the government because you're getting child support. Load that shit on it, and that shit is like a credit card. Well, basically, it is a credit card, but there's a loaded amount on there. And that way, this shit can be itemized as to you ain't got to keep the receipt. The government or the person who's paying the child support
can see.
Should be able to pull up that fucking card and see what was spent, how much was spent, and what it was spent on. So, yeah, as far as receipt-wise, hell yeah, because you got some tacky-ass women out here. That's right, I'm going to get my child for it, and I'm going to buy me the bundle. Bitch, do your child need some diapers? Bitch, do your child need some clothes? Hell, the seasons are changing. Don't your kid need some clothes? How about putting that shit on layaway until, you know, the season come up? Get a couple sizes big so when the season come around, motherfucker, shit, that's what I did, and I ain't had no child support check. I did that with my own money. But common sense. People want to go out there get hair, motherfucker. They want to go get their nails done. They want to go, we're going to go to the club. I'm going to go buy me an outfit to go to the club. I get my hair done and my nails done. I'll be fly as shit. Bitch, you just as ratchet as hell. Let's ask some of the callers what they think.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, y'all.
What do you think should women or men, whoever gets a child support check, should they be accountable for what they purchased, and should it be itemized?
Yeah, I mean, I think you should show receipts for it, because I think a lot of situations, mainly males get put on child support, so we're going to talk about that. Mainly males get put on child support, and sometimes I know situations where the guys do whatever he has to do for his child, and the mama still put him on child support. I never understood that. If you're taking care of, I thought child support was supposed to be for the guys that don't claim their children, that don't want to do nothing, that tell you flat up, like, I don't want to do nothing for him or her, that's your child, whatever. Yeah, we had sex, but I don't care. But nowadays,
no.
Females.
That's what it's supposed to be for, but it's not for the guy who doesn't want to do anything. It actually was supposed to be when it was started, it was marriage. So when child support initially came about, it was when the marriage is broken down and you're getting divorced and the child lives with one parent or the other parent, and there's a set amount that is supposed to be spent for the child, just like there was a set amount that's supposed to, like, if you got spousal support, it was a set amount for that, and it was a set amount for child support. But once all these people started having babies outside of wedlock, and it was okay, and they didn't have to give them away, and they weren't in group foster home because they were of unwed parents or unwed mothers, they in a lot of the time, majority of the people that were doing it, unfortunately, was them black ratchet-ass bitches that lived in the projects. And they did it. They would have them babies for that reason. They may get some, unfortunately, went and got some stupid dude who had a little bit of money, and the girl was in a club, and half the time, from Philadelphia, and I'm going back like 20-some years, when the naval base was here in Philly, they had a club on the base. And every Friday, there would be a bunch of ratchet project hoes standing outside the base. And a couple of times, their mothers dropped them off. They'd be like 18, 19, and 21, and their mothers dropped them off on the project home. Go in there and get you a Navy man. And literally was like, get out the project. And
well,
it literally, and Navy guys, drunk, whatever, they were like half naked, and they would take them into the club, and I don't know if they had sex in the club, but they had a hotel in the base, too. And they do all, and I know, before anybody says anything, that's not why Niecy was there. Because Niecy ain't never lived in a project, number one. Number two, I was in college, and I knew my uncle was in the Navy. I had been in the Navy several times. I knew people in the Navy. So that's not, I was sitting out there with somebody to pick my ass up. I actually knew people on the Navy. So that's why Niecy was there. Niecy was not trying, Niecy only did the club twice in her life.
So you said you only been to the club twice in your life.
Yeah, twice in my life. And both times
really?
I was like, why am I here?
Oh, man.
And I was not old and decrepit. I was 18 and 19. That was never, ever the change for me. Never, ever. But then, like,
well, you know this.
All
you know, I just realized this is my first time on How You Living Radio. I'm normally always on Behind the Scenes Radio. It's nice to be on something different tonight.
You ain't talking
well,
about
I will that. Be back. I will be back on Behind the Scenes Radio October 29th at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. I know y'all have a subject for tonight, but I just want to say a little thing because I'm not going to be here that long. I really can't wait for our interview the 29th because I plan on making an announcement that's going to make people head spin. And I want to do it on, and I want to do it on y'all's show.
Can you give us a clue?
Let's just say everybody in this circle is not going to be back on this show.
Oh, well, that's something from every season that you say. But obviously, this season
won't
know this.
I do not say that every season. But you will find out who them people going to be.
Do those people know?
Nobody knows.
The shit got real. I'm gonna be like Erica Mena. The shit just got real.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did. So I can't wait to make that announcement October 29th on you guys' radio show, Behind the Scenes Radio. It's going to be fun.
And tell people.
Mm-hmm.
And tell people who may just be calling in with you.
What you mean? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I invited Jacqueline LaRita from Real Housewives of New Jersey to call in to the show. She got the invitation. She inboxed me, I think, 2 weeks ago or a week ago. She said that she's going to check her schedule. She's going to see, but she said she's definitely going to try to make sure that happens. But, you know, she's a housewife. She's a celebrity, so she always busy. And I got a chance to meet her a week ago. Really nice. Really nice lady. Really nice. And anybody knows me knows that's why even that's where HLR started from, the housewife. So it was like, and
I would be a little bit more excited, Tristan, if it had been Nene.
See, look, you can't do that. Y'all don't know Jacqueline. That's why. If you do some research on her, Nene is a big top. She's a top housewife too, but Jacqueline is a top housewife as well. If you do some research on her, it's a lot of stuff that y'all will be like, oh man, I really fuck with her. Like, I like her. She crazy. She just like me in a way.
I like Atlanta. Even though I don't watch it anymore, I like Atlanta.
Everybody loves Atlanta.
What's going on? Kim left.
Wait, did y'all ever inbox Jacqueline and invite her to the show?
Is she on? What is she on? Instagram or Facebook?
He sent the information to me. I just been so busy.
It was Instagram. If y'all could, y'all should inbox her too and let her know that Trishan is gonna be on the show so she can know like, oh okay, this radio show hitting me up. But I can catch her on Instagram. And maybe she'll read it, but I'm definitely gonna be talking to her more to let her know.
How about what's tag her in one of the flyers?
You say what?
We'll tag her in the flyer.
Oh yeah, you can do that too. Oh yeah, I'm happy you said that. Let me tag her in one so she can remember.
Hey, we don't want to see it sound because you're like, damn it, I ain't calling these crazy stalker people. They didn't tag me.
She's gone. I'm tagging her now. Okay, she's tagged in my flyer.
So, Tristan, getting back to, you don't have any children that you know of, right?
No. I say that you know of
for a reason. I say that for the simple fact that any man, I don't care, if you're out there having sex, you know, sometimes women get pregnant and they go away. Sometimes girls get pregnant and they go. And, you know,
you experience a lot of situations like that.
My cousin had a kid. And didn't find out he had a kid till the kid was 16, 17 years old. And the only reason. The only reason the mother brought him back was because it was a medical condition. You know, she was like, well, this ain't in my family, so we got to find out. And that's the only reason she brought the child back.
That's messed up, though.
And my cousin only had 7 years with him because he died at the age of 23, 24 because of the illness. So, you know, unfortunately, he got 7 years with him, but they were 7 short years because of the bracket-ass. Which is why 9 out of 10 times when you file for child support, a woman files for child support, is because they still want to be with that person. So they're angry, they're mad or whatever, whether it be for good reason or they're mad, that they're for a bad reason that they're mad, whatever, they feel as though they're mad at the dude, so they're going to put him on child support. They're going to make it, and a lot of times the good fathers who want to do things for their kids maybe sometimes are financially unable to do, but and they're the good father who wants to be in the child's life. They're the ones who get the burden of the woman always chasing them down and, oh, you ain't paying me my child support, so I'm going to send your ass to jail. And a lot of times the father, because like I said, I ain't filed for three of my kids' fathers for the simple fact I ain't feel like looking at him in court. I didn't need to waste my energy to go to court and not have to miss the payday because I'm in court. What is he supposed to do? And I'm looking at him. And he's like, this is you. It only takes me to court for whatever. Oh, she violated the order, or she. And every time he would tell me that I was in contempt, the judge would find him and say, oh, she didn't let me see the kids. I made it where I didn't have to look at the motherfucker for him to see the kids. He picked them up from daycare. He dropped them off at daycare. I was near home, nowhere I know for him to see the kids. So it was my fault he didn't see the kids. The judge looked at him and said, do you pay child support? He said, no. She said, why the hell are you bringing this woman in here? So again, a lot of the time, the father gets dragged to court repeatedly for child support are the ones who want to be in a child's life. The mother makes it literally hard to be in a child's life. Which you know, it's not sad for the father, it's not sad for the mother, it's sad for the child. The child's the one missed out, unfortunately. And we're going to go to the next caller and ask him what he thinks. You know, he probably said, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I don't trust nobody. Hey, Dirty.
What's happening? Hey.
And what is your opinion on child support and whatnot? It should be legislated that you show documentation or receipt for what you're paying for.
Oh, man. It's like this. I'm going to keep it all the way G with y'all, right? And I want y'all to have an open mind for this. But before I say anything, though, I want y'all to realize we're talking to a brother right here that you know, I've been studying on psychology, social science, and body language every day, all day for the last 2.5 years. So I'm going to just say this. It ain't safe to talk to me about this type of shit because I really hurt somebody's goddamn feeling. But I'm going to go ahead and keep it G with y'all, though, bro, for real. Child support is a psychological issue because I feel like this here. I feel like if you ain't real, you ain't got no business fucking and reproducing. That's just my goddamn opinion, though. Like, most of the people that have babies nowadays, frequently, they all fake. Everybody fuck-ass people, bro. Like, all the roaches is producing nowadays. All the roaches. Real motherfuckers ain't having babies no goddamn more because everybody roaches. Real talk. And that goes for goddamn men and women, though, bro. Like, matter of fact, though, nowadays I can't even tell the goddamn difference between a man and a woman because the men and the women doing the same goddamn shit. They playing the same games, running the same scams. All of them doing the same exact damn shit. So you gotta understand, though. Goddamn, when these sick ass people, bro, you know, I like, you know, everybody else call them fake people, I call them sick people. When these sick motherfuckers out there reproducing, and they're the highest rated motherfuckers out here producing, these fake ass people, bro, these sick people. They the highest rated motherfuckers out here goddamn producing, dog. So you got to understand, when they have goddamn babies, all they know is sick, fake-ass shit. That's it. So then what you get is, see, in my opinion, dog, like, child support is the new hustle for nothing assholes. And that go for men and women.
They new. It's a hustle,
huh?
But it's not new. It's a
well,
hustle,
like I
but
said,
it's
though,
not.
No, but check this out, though, because it used to ain't be a little hustle, though. You know, back in the day, they actually had meaning behind it. But nowadays, it's a new hustle for nothing assholes. And that goes for
no,
men and women, though, because men and women can both be hoes.
It's been a hustle for the last 20 years, 30.
All right, well, then, fuck the new word, then. You get the damn just of it. Shit, it's a hustle for nothing ass motherfuckers, period. Like, if you can't support no goddamn baby, what the? Why is you fucking raw if you can't support a baby? Why are you fucking raw? Like, why? What are you doing? If you cannot support a goddamn baby, why the hell is you fucking raw? Why is you fucking period?
It's not that
period.
A lot of times it's you can't. Sometimes it's that you refuse to.
Because
and
I'm going to tell
like,
you, though. Like I said, you fucking with a motherfucker that studies psychology heavy, though. I'm going to tell you this. The reason why motherfuckers is fucking like they ain't got no goddamn filter on their damn shit is because society tell them that they ain't shit if they ain't fucking. They go by society standards. Society say something wrong with you if you're not here fucking all the time. Society say something wrong with you. So these weak-minded motherfuckers out here just fucking all this and that because they feel like if they ain't out here fucking, society gonna think something wrong with them. So what you get is a generation of motherfuckers that be reproducing and fucking and fucking and reproducing and there you go. Child support is there. Boom. It's one big-ass game. But see, I play chess, though. I don't get caught up in that type of shit. I play chess. Matter of fact, 98% of these bitches in the world ain't worth my nut. I wouldn't give it to them. I'd rather jack off and put it on the curtain. I'd rather wipe it off on the blanket. I'm going to be honest with you. I'd rather wipe them off on the blanket, though. Bitch can't get me like that because I stand for something, though. And I feel like child support is a hustle. I'd rather wipe them on the blanket, period.
Wait a second, Daddy. Even the ones who, like, are biting their lower lip and looking at you like, you know, eat it, Daddy.
What?
Oh, you like
what did you
told that?
What did you just say, Daddy?
I said even the ones who are biting their bottom lip and looking up at you like,
Look! I know where you're going with this, but it was just a goddamn face. No, but look though, I know where you're going with that though. I know you seen my goddamn post. But I'm gonna tell you this up. Now that type of shit, bro, I wrap up with the hefty bag. I'm talking about the goddamn the glass flex bag. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, over with. I don't be out here goddamn making a bit bite the bottom lip just busting off in them. No. No, that's a gangster damn law, but I can't rock like that. No, I can barely support my goddamn self.
Even the ones you be choking and breaking their neck.
I'm gonna be honest with you though, bro. See, you and Kirk got me fucked up though because I do shit like that, bro. But listen though. See, y'all laughing, bro. I'm really trying to be serious, though. See, I do shit like that, but I don't get it like that, for real. Like I probably get me a goddamn piece once every year, maybe 6 months, dog, like at the most. Like, no, I'm serious, bro. Like, dog, my level low. Like, I don't even get down like that. Like, but when I get it though, it's a business. But I rarely get it, bro. Like, most of the time, it's just me and my right hand going ham in the bedroom on some porn tape. Period, dog. That's serious shit, though. I'm being a man about mine. Like, I don't get it like that. But when I do get it though, but it's a business. The fucking business. But I don't be out here reproducing. Like, no, I don't rock like that.
Even though I'm joking with you, much respect to you.
Yeah, much respect, because most of these men out here.
No, that's what I'm saying. Most of them young 20-year-olds just getting what they can get.
And how they can get it, yeah, fuck it. Like, so I respect you for that, you know what I mean? Because I wish I would have waited and kept on jacking off, you know what I mean? Because maybe I wouldn't be as fucked up as I am right now in life, you know what I mean? On some real shit.
Hey, bro, like I say, dog, hey, bro, everybody human, bro. Everybody fuck up and everybody do shit that they know shit now that they wish they knew back then. But I'm just one of the motherfuckers that I always study people, even from a young age, before I even taught on the post, bro. I always got down and looked at people, dog, and learned from their mistakes. So all the people I was fucking around, I always fuck with older people. I watched how they was goddamn living, and I maneuvered it and didn't live. And I avoided all the shit they were going through, bro. Like, I learned. I paid attention. I didn't talk a lot. I always looked and listened. And I learned how to maneuver around that shit, dog. I seen what they were going through, bro. I said, I ain't going out like that. So, shit, I'd rather go and wipe my shit on a blanket than fuck around and bust in one of these nothing head holes and have me wrapped up for life taking my check. Man,
the blanket after you.
Huh? No, I wash my blankets every week, though. I be standing them up. But I'm going to tell you this, though. Hey, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted, dog. You know what I mean? I don't be out here. I'm just playing. You know what I mean? I don't be out here doing it like that. But, you know, when I really do want to, when I get in the mood and all that shit and I ain't got nothing around me, boy, man, believe I'm finna go and pull one out. Over with. Shit, I'm gonna put on that goddamn, them super dark chocolate phantoms or something. Shit, it'll be coming on the tube and I'm gonna just, over with.
I'm speaking from experience, even with a woman, I'll still bust one with her laying down in the bed just to prove to her that another motherfucking can get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, it's just, not, matter of fact, I'm gonna tell y'all a story, dog. I'm gonna tell y'all a goddamn story, though. I'm gonna tell y'all a story, dog. This is a true story, bro. So don't laugh at me. This is a true story. Don't laugh at me, bro. But the last time I got me some, dog. Well, I ain't gonna say I got me some, but the last time I was with a female, right? It was a few months back. Beautiful dark chocolate lady, bro. She was just willing to do anything and everything to me, dog. I was eating a pussy, whatever. No, blah, I was drunk in the motherfucker. And the bitch kept begging for my dick, but I couldn't give it to her because my shit wasn't getting hard. Dog, like, I was fucked up, bro. I was fucked up, bro. And as hard as I tried, dog, I just wasn't fucking feeling it, bro. My shit would not stand up, dog. So I was like, you know what, bitch, you got to leave. Like, I'm going to take you home. Like, bro, it's over with. I mean, and ever since then, like, bro, like, people don't realize, bro, I be having so much ill shit in my head. Half of the time, my shit don't even must stand up, like, whether for me or a bitch. Like, it just don't, it ain't happening like that. I be having too much ill shit, though. But like I said, I ain't trying to get off subject, though. But on the poor shit, though, I feel like, look, if you can't take care of a goddamn baby, why is you fucking? Like, why? Like, beat it out yourself. Women can jack off just like men, dog. If you can't take care of a baby, handle that yourself. They got toys and everything. They don't I seen on Facebook they even got that fuck bitch 2500 or some shit out with it. It's like a bitch ass with some all. Yeah, they got everything. Dog. Like, dude, what are you doing, dog? Like, they got shit for everybody. Like
they're
a
not
fucking
even
bitch 3000 or something. Yeah, well, they got this little toy I seen on Facebook, dog. It's like a fucker bitch 3000 or something. Like, anyway. But, like, bro, they got all type of shit. Dog. Like, you ain't got to be out here fucking good because society tell you something wrong with you if you don't. Shit, I feel like I respect you more if you got there and you pull one out your damn self than out here breeding and shit and can't take care of no damn children. I respect you more if you pull one out yourself.
Yeah, if I got to have a toy, and then, you know, one, I really don't feel like doing it myself unless I really have to. Number one. Number two, if I got to get a toy, ain't no sense of hate. David, that's the one good thing y'all use for. I mean, David, I might as well just stay single and just buy.
But listen to what you just said, though. Niecy, listen to what you just said, though. And you misunderstanding what I'm saying, bro. I'm saying that if you cannot afford a goddamn baby, then you need to be using that type of shit. Solo.
I said as far as toys, I said, me personally, me, I can't do no toys.
So you can just slap it and, yeah, over it.
If I got to have a toy, then if I got to do it myself on a regular basis, ain't that's one good reason why y'all around. So.
But
if
see, that's one thing about it, Nisi. It ain't no regular basis though, dog. Like people that don't get it, bro, it ain't an everyday thing. Like it's only when we really want some that we actually go in the goddamn room and put on the tube and just squeeze one out. But it ain't an everyday thing. Like I drink a lot of whiskey, so 90% of the goddamn time I ain't even much thinking about this shit. I'm too drunk. I'm being fucked up, passed out. I don't even much be dead. Like it's a every once in a while damn thing that keeps us out of jail and keeps us out of the courtroom and keeps us off child support. And I respect people to live like that. Like if you can't afford a baby, don't fuck.
I'm talking about guys and females. Just like I said, me personally, I can't do no toy shit. I'd rather be celibate.
You ain't got the right toy then, because they got a lot of fly shit out there. See, I be studying. No, Niecy, see, you old school, so you don't know, though. I'm going to break it down to you, though. I be studying these toys they got, though. And some of this shit, I be like, Lord have mercy. My woman would jerk her legs silly if she had this. I'm just saying, though, some of this shit they got out fly. Some of this shit fly. I ain't going to lie to you, though. You ain't studying enough.
Get a short circuit shit and electrocute me. I don't need
That's only the plug-in shit, though. What about the battery? Look, I ain't finna go into this with you because you're grown enough to goddamn know. Do your research, dog. They got some fly shit out there that'll make the legs shake like a dog when he pissed. Over with.
Put it in and But
they got shit that you ain't even got to touch, though. You can just stick it on the goddamn dresser with the suction cup. Stick it on the goddamn dresser or the wall. Go over with. You ain't got to touch it. They got shit that you ain't got to do your damn self. Just, hey, suction cups on the bottom of that bitch. Stick it on the wall.
What? Well,
that could be your threesome right there.
No, I just told you what I was going to do.
What?
I'm not going to get into it. I told you what I was going to do.
She don't want to get into it though because she know I'm telling the goddamn truth. They got some fly shit out there in the motherfucking toy world, bro. They got some fly shit. I ain't gonna lie, bro. They got some shit. Us men got competition out there now.
Niecy told me that she just wanted to cut my dick off and some type of way make it to where it stay hard and then she can have her own personal human dildo.
And see, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you what that is, bro. Like what that is, you know, what Niecy really damn needs is what they call a straitjacket, right? And what else she needs is a goddamn room full of pads, right? Like a padded room with a straitjacket, because there's something wrong with that girl. Like, nah, bro. Like real talk, bro. Like I don't know the same person that talk like that. Like that's really weird. And if you said that shit to my face, we'd have to fight. Like square up, I wouldn't take that. We have to fight. You said that to me. We fight.
He didn't tell you the thing. He didn't tell you the whole thing. I wouldn't do it while he was alive. That's if he died.
That's even worse. That's like, we have to fight. Like, I would come back from the dead and whoop your ass. Like, we'd fight for that. We would fight. Kurt, put your tools up, bro. No, Nizzy, if you said that to me, we would be fighting right now. Domestic violence, hey, charge one. I'd be in jail right now posting bail, dog. I would whoop your damn ass. You told me some shit like that to my goddamn face. We'd be fucking fighting, dog. I'm talking about Bobby and Whitney.
I didn't say, well, I'm gonna cut your dick off. I said, Kurt, can I ask you something? I said, if you die, piece of you, and keep it forever. And he said,
I was like, what you mean by that?
And I said, well, you're not going to need it. Where are you going? So can I, like, cut your penis off?
Nisi, you talking to somebody, Nisi, you talking to somebody that has a goddamn aunt that works in the motherfucking morgue, right? You ever seen a dead man dick? Like, there's no life in it anymore. It's cold, and there's no life in it, dog. It's cold, and there's no life in it, bro. It turned gray and blue. Like, do you really want that on your bedstand, bro?
I don't want to know. Yes, I will put it on my. But see, you can make it to a certain point. I mean, I know how what size it is big. So, and then here goes a certain way.
What the fuck?
Ew. Hey, listen, I'm going to pray for you. Ew. Hey, let me tell you something, though. That's nasty, and I'm gonna tell you why though, bro. Like, you realize what you're saying, dog. Like, you really want your dead lover's tabernacle in your room, bro. Like, this shit gonna be gray and blue, and it's gonna be cold, dog. There ain't gonna be no thriving. It ain't gonna get hard though. What you gonna do? Put a stick in there like a corn dog?
Taxidermied.
The taxidermy's for squirrels and bobcats. Why would you do that? That's nasty, bro. Like, what are you doing with your life? Like, no, that taxidermy's for bobcats and wildlife. Like, what would you put a man's tabernacle in the? I don't know any taxidermy that'll do that though. Like, that's nasty. Why would you put a man's tabernacle on display like that with a taxidermy? I don't know any damn taxidermy that'll do that.
Wait. This is how nasty Kurt. He showed me a video, unfortunately, with somebody who committed suicide. And they jump. I don't know. This building had to be like 100 feet tall.
I've seen it. Yeah, he's fell out of it. I've seen it.
And all his organs and everything were out on the sidewalk,
yeah,
right?
That would happen.
I was looking at it, and, you know, his whole body was just apart. And I was looking at it, and I was eating food, and I was like, wait, guy, get out of my way, because I couldn't see. I said, oh, wait, that's his liver. And I'm like, wait, I can't see. The guy's in my way. And I was just eating.
I got a number to this doctor, right? And what he do is he helps sick people like you not be sick no more. Though. So if you really want his number over, you know, you inbox me.
If you ever go to a morgue, you'll see the doctor.
I got
an underwear
for the fucking morgue, bro. I done been up in there, dog. This shit is nasty. Like, no. You ever seen a dead body in person, Nisha? No. Like, no. That's nasty. You ever seen a dead body in person? Matter of fact, don't tell me that because we're on the L. But it's nasty. Don't do that.
Yes, I have.
Huh?
I seen them.
Did you know you're a sick person? I'm going to pray for you.
I seen all the gas, and, you know, escaping from their bodies and the arms, and, you know, they're sitting up and everything.
Ew.
The arms fall off.
Ew. Hey, no, you nasty. Hey, though. You know, the worst thing you could do is hear a dead motherfucker fart, bro. Like, that's like the worst. I passed out my first time, dog. When a dead motherfucker had farted, dog, bro, like, I thought it was like ghost shit or something. I passed out just from thinking about that. Like, no, this afterlife fart. I don't want that. Like, it made me pass out. But, like, really, bro, I thought that was like some afterlife fart. And I thought it was some potent, dog, like some next level shit. It ate my brain, though. I ain't want no part of that. You nasty. You're very nasty.
All right, so we're going to take a quick music break real quick.
Please do, because she's nasty.
We're going to play two songs. The first song,
you
right?
You got some gospel on there, Kurt?
Huh?
You got some gospel rap on there? Hey, though, Nisa need that, bro. You got some on the switch?
You know what? I got something just for you, though, Jay Dirty, right? But that's going to be the second song that we play. The second song, we dedicating that second song to you. First song, though, is Tech Line. I'ma tell we're going to be right back on How You Living Radio with the host, Nisi. All right, we'll be right back.
The town where the clowns put it down, baby. little child in the town, baby. Yo, yo, the killer clowns in your town raising all hell.
Taking needles with the stamina, coming to damage a buck in the barrel when I bust with a bang.
And it ain't no cause that they fraud, ain't no tall tale.
Women love it when I hit, when I cover the booty, they're giving it to me, but it ain't no thing.
We reppin' Casey Mo, fellas and the ladies know.
They be coming with the killers, I'm with the gorillas, the villains that get you when you disrespect us.
Even the babies know, Tech Nina's got crazy flow.
We be giving the women the willy, we sick of the haters, wanna pay us, go to get this record.
This is important, we be courting every place we go.
Get you up in the room and chippin' up with the groom, I give it to you when you, when you wanna have it.
Baby is a horse, and yes, of course, I'ma have to break the hoe.
Leaving the kids at home, I wanna bone alone, we hoppin' up and down like jackrabbits.
So many kids put this on their daddy's mind.
Never will I ever put them out there like that, feeling that I did, taking Nina, take it right back.
Telling them that they mommy's boyfriend's Tech Nine.
Looking at me like you really wanna fight, care at all, taking Nina when I know it's what I'm like.
This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell a papa.
Huh. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell a papa.
Huh. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell a papa.
Huh. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell a papa.
Yo, 151 Malibu rum and pineapple juice.
For those that don't know, that's caribou loom, origin in Mizzou.
We having fun, got some buns on some yak abuse.
Road dogs on a reppin' a smoke a lot, regime, outlaw goose, clickin' a zoo.
Stagger, when you with the nut house, we gon' have ya.
Taking everything up in the book, from X to that book, you're looking to get took.
Abracadabra, 151 and coke is Viagra.
Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, got a real love from having the best shook.
Look, I'm hella fed up with all the silly rumors, dawg.
Thinking that we got dropped from J. Cole, that never ever would happen, I mean, what do they know?
We kept our head up, now money's coming to us all.
We're kicking it with strange, wallowing in fame, giving the game, only when I say so.
So crack some bub with me, demons, get some love with me.
Do what you gotta do to get, what you gotta get it all, checking Nina's on the road.
Get on some shrub with me, two cases of bud with me.
What you gonna do to get the women on crunk, I'ma hit them with the funk, got them all like shrub.
Oh. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. G's in your chakra and ain't nobody hot. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna
yo, one, and then comes the two to the three, and
that was the anthem, now this the anthem. Hella rockin' the planet again, you can't stand it again.
Tons, they've been coming through to see me, man.
Then I depend some and I bust it random. In a bit, I'ma land them, dog, women, I rim it again.
Raise, I love to get high and get paid.
Why you wanna stick them with another hit up out of a biz? Baby, you don't wanna miss the hitch.
Babe, they love to come by and get laid.
Why I'm in the pinnacle when I rip it, I'ma kill them in this. To the haters, I gotta send them again.
Bump this in your right or in the club.
Giving everybody what they need, I give it all, so they give it all back to me.
Haters, don't you hide, just show some love.
Do you think it, I'm a ref to be, and never ever let the sea get the best of me.
So many kids put this on their daddy's mind.
Never will I put them out there like that, feeling that I did, checking in and take it right back.
Telling him their mommy's boyfriend is Tech Nine.
Oh no, girl, your baby's at the door.
This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. G's in your chakra and ain't nobody hot. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell papa. Mama, open the door.
I was trying to get it out of here. I want them dead presidents. I want to pull up, head spin. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get tired. I don't get tired. I don't get tired. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get tired.
Full-time father, full-time artist. Ex-guard, he said, grind harder. Learn from every time you ever fail. If it never fail, just grind smarter. Iron sharpened, you the dag on their hindquarters. And they all acting. Rap game, I'm a pallbearer. Kill me, get a call after. First look, it was all laughter. Kevin Gates, no small matter. Made men believe when they didn't believe. Dive in the crowd, no safety holders. Got in the booth, no safety on it. Aiming, I shoot for the stars. Got the award, I ain't win no awards. Only mean the one thing, don't get tired, I go hard.
I was trying to get it out of here. I want them dead presidents.
No.
I want to pull up. Head spin. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get tired.
mattress. We share a car, my hat never couldn't afford flights, no air trail. Still Rice Krispies like sand gravel, walking testament of what can happen the moment you follow your heart. Love. Keeping the faith even when it get dark. They say give up as I tell them get lost. 2 years ago, I just purchased a farm, most likely the one that you cannot afford. Right foot on the gas, well, it's the I can be accelerating. I'm doing the dance. Chick that I'm with, shawty be doing her shit, and it's okay to say that she bad. Look to the right and I give her a grade. I was trying to get it eyelids. I want them dead presidents. I want to pull up. Head spin. Get it, get fly. I got 6 jobs. I don't get tired.
Meaning one thing, don't get tired, I go hard. Don't play with the hustle, you eat or you stuff. Don't mimic, pretend it's just be who you are. Ain't never changed, been like this from the start. Only meaning one thing, don't get tired, I go hard. Don't play with the hustle, you eat or you stuff. Don't mimic, pretend it's just be who you are.
Get it, get fly, I got 6 jobs. I don't get tired. I was trying to get it out. I want them dead presidents. I want to pull up. Get spent. Get it, get fly. I got 6 jobs. I don't get tired.
All right, it's killing Kurt that he couldn't come over here and actually turn on the mic and correct yourself like he always
I want to thank y'all for playing my boy Gates on your show, dog. That's one of my favorite rappers, bro. I listen to all that dude shit for real, like real motherfucker in the game, dog. Zero, Kevin Gates, and Foxy Million from Trill Fam are the only 3 rappers I even listen to, like, period. Hey, salute y'all for playing that, boy, dog. Real talk. I like that shit. I actually like one of the songs on your show. That was fire. That was his mainstream joint, but it was still fire, though, dog. I need to dig in the crates and get his OG shit. But, you know, that's all right. I deal with the I don't get tired. You know, that's his mainstream joint, but it's cool, though. I liked it that one anyway, though. You know, it motivates me to get that money. Hey, appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, we started uploading, you know, some.
So we didn't ask you what you uploaded. Okay, Kurt.
Yeah.
Since you have so much insight into the whole child support, do it in under 5 minutes.
All right, so, I'm a piggy bank off of Jay Dirty because I feel like it's a psychological thing, too, because my oldest child, I'm on child support. And the crazy thing is that I feel like how you said, Niecy, that, and even Jay Dirty, I believe that he said that the reason that they put men on child support is because they still want to be with the man, or they feel some type of way about the situation because the man left them or whatever. Even though mine says that it's not for that, I don't really honestly really believe that. You know, she can say whatever. But I feel like because of the situation, well, first of all, when I had my first child, I knew I wasn't expecting it. But I knew that without using a condom, things happen. So, you know, I kind of put myself in that situation. I love my child dearly, but I don't feel like child support should be for all men. I feel like child support should only be for the men that lay down, have the child, and then don't want to be around the child at all. They don't want to do nothing with the child, but it's your child, dog. Like, what kind of motherfucking man is you to lay down, have the child, And then you gonna, first of all, if you lay down and have sex with a woman and then she come at you and you had sex with her without a condom and then she come at you and say, well, this may be your child or this is your child, then even if you know she may even be a hoe or not, it is your responsibility to find out if that child is yours because you had sex with her without a condom. A lot of the men out here, they run from the situation. As soon as a woman may come around and say, you know, I think that I'm pregnant by you, I may be pregnant by you, they run. I feel like that those are men that need to be put on child support. Now, me, on the other hand, I didn't run. I didn't run until after I went to jail 4 years straight behind child support. Then I was like, you know what, I got to get the fuck away from here because I'm not going to be able to live a life because as soon as I get a job, this woman going to keep on putting me in jail. Now, even now with my son, my oldest son about to be turning 14 next month, I still talk to him on the phone, not as much as I should, but I feel like even long distance I'm being a father because he's getting older. Like last time that I talked to him, we was on the phone for like a whole hour, you know, and he's getting older. He's maturing. I can hear it in his voice, you know, the pictures that he sent me. So he's getting older now, so he understands more now, and we can have conversations now, and he understands. So now I tell him, you know, why I don't, and he'd be like, you know, Dad, I can understand some reasons because, you know, I'm with my mother. And he's not saying bad things about his mother, but he gets to see, you know, hands-on how his mother is. I feel like every mother or father that is getting paid child support should in every way keep every receipt and show where your money is going to, because the child support is not for the parent. The child support is for the child. If it was called ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend support, then it would be for them. Or alimony. Then it would be for them. But the child support is called child support. It goes to the child and to the child only. And these motherfuckers is making all this money, and then these motherfuckers is paying $20,000 worth of child support. What the fuck is a little kid gonna do with $20,000 worth of child support in 1 month? Like, are you serious?
Oh my God, they have to pay for their clothes and their boarding school and their tutors. What are you talking about?
Oh my God, no, bitch.
Hey, Kurt. Hey, can I add on to that real quick, brother?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say this, though. Like, I believe that now child support has been dumbed down into materialism. And atomized and all that. And I don't like that. I think the goddamn child support is you teaching your children some knowledge and shit that you didn't know when you was their age. You know, giving them the game and shit like that. You know, but I do feel like that if you do have a baby, the only thing that you should be goddamn responsible for, if you and the mother ain't together anymore, like, is formula, diapers, and clothes. That's it. And that don't cost $300-$500 goddamn dollars a month. There ain't no way.
No.
Do the math, bro. No, it don't.
It actually is supposed to be. They feel as though wherever the child lives, the child needs electricity, the child needs, you know, food. So the mother should
not be the government should make the mama get a goddamn job.
And half the time, like I said, I did 3 jobs. I worked. There are some women who work. And nowadays, it actually is harder nowadays to provide for a single family household unless you just 1 or 2 people. And children have school trips and all kinds. They grow like fucking weeds. So like
You're absolutely right. And that goes back to what I said before, though, Nisi. Like, if you can't afford a child or you can't afford to live in this society with the wage you're making, don't be fucking. Period. Don't do it.
No, it's not even a wage. In that case, nobody should have a child.
Right. Just wipe it on the blanket.
No,
that's what's wrong with the world now. Everybody think they should be fucking. Wipe it on the blanket.
The cost of living is so fucking high. And even
then
if
don't
you,
be having babies in this world. Then you need to stop until the minimum wage and go the fuck up or something. But wipe it on the blanket. If you can't afford it, wipe it on the blanket. If you ain't got a solid hustle or a good damn job, don't be fucking.
$50 an hour is only enough for one person.
Look, man, I live by my damn self for 6 months paying bills by myself with one minimum wage damn job. If my sorry ass can do it, anybody can. But I knew damn well I wasn't going to have no damn baby because I was living goddamn check to damn check, barely paying bills. Like, I had just enough to pay my motherfucking bills and get my whiskey. I ain't finna bring no baby into this world, but everybody else, see, they get horny, and then they get in some shit. They don't know how to control their goddamn self. If you cannot afford to live in this goddamn world with the job you get, either get another fucking job, get you a goddamn solid hustle, or don't be fucking. It's very simple, though. If you cannot afford to live in this world with the wages the way it is and the price of living, don't be fucking. Don't do it. Wipe it on the blanket. Do it yourself. Don't be fucking nobody, period. You talking about baby, like these are other human beings you're bringing into the world. It ain't just no. It's serious. Like, don't be fucking. Wipe it on the blanket. If you cannot afford this to live in this goddamn world, bro, wipe it on the blanket or wear a condom, period. Like, straight up. Simple.
In closing, child support, whether it's mandatory, not mandatory, demanded, not demanded.
A nothing whole hustle, aka child support.
You should be held accountable for every single fucking penny you spend, whether you're a female getting a child support, whether you're one of the fathers getting child support. You should be held accountable for every single penny you get child support and that you spent. And I speak as somebody who received child support, who worked 3 motherfucking jobs at a time.
Yeah, and that's one of the biggest damn problems I got with child support is the fact that the goddamn courts do not make, like, I think they should make this goddamn one child support card, right? And I think they should just make it strictly for goddamn formula, diapers, and baby clothes and car seats and shit like that. I think they should make child support like that. Like, you know, like they do with goddamn food stamps, where with food stamps you can only buy fucking food. I think they should do the same goddamn thing with child support cards.
And
you can only buy baby shit.
That way you would actually pull up and have itemized what you spent the money on. But behind the scenes,
right,
we'll be on Friday with King Polo, and on Saturday, the real meaning of Halloween.
And that's going to be a crazy show.
I'm ready for that show, though. I don't even celebrate Halloween. I don't celebrate Christmas. I don't celebrate none of that damn shit. But I know Nisha's going wild out, so I'm going to have to call in. She already sick in the head, so I know she's going to love Halloween.
So you already know. We gon' I get it. I really research.
No,
stuff.
I
we
make
it
dress up for it and put it on YouTube video.
Yeah, but we gon' I'ma break Halloween down and teach what for some people that already know, but for some people that don't know what Halloween is, because a lot of people don't know what it is.
All I goddamn know, I don't give a damn about the history of that shit, dog. All I motherfucking know is it's a bunch of scary shit. And that ain't Christian. I can't rock with that. That don't make me feel right when I walk down the street and see evil ass shit. Nah, I ain't gonna celebrate no shit like that. Even though, you know what I mean, that you know, in Mexico, you know, like I said, you know, my little brother mixed with Mexico. I've been living for the Mexicans since I was 9 years old, you know, in Mexico they celebrate Dia de las Muertes, you know, Day of the Dead and shit. But, you know, bro, I don't rock with Halloween, though. I can't do that shit, though. Nah, bro, not me. It's too scary. And plus all that clown shit going around, I know Halloween going to be hell this goddamn year. Everybody going to just look like fucking clowns.
There's clown sightings where we are, in the city we're in. In our neighborhood, there have been clowns spotted.
Yeah, some of them got shot down here one minute.
No. Like, literally, a couple blocks from where we are.
Bust them. They ain't nothing but crackers and clown makeup. Bust them.
If you got the audacity to dress up as a motherfucking clown and try to scare somebody, you need to get shot. I ain't gonna feel sorry for you when they pull the mask off your ass and they find out that they one of your homeboys. You deserve that shit because you running around scaring motherfuckers.
I will tell you this though, Kurt and Nisi. For Halloween, I want to make this announcement to the world. Anybody listening, dog? Like, for Halloween, goddamn it, please be courteous to people that suffer from paranoia and got the severe anxiety, dog, and schizophrenia, bro, because I have a lot of goddamn brothers, including myself, that suffer from these things, dog. And Halloween, real hell for us, like, we don't even like to go out in public, bro, because anything try to come scare us, dog, like, it's his head when you live with like schizophrenia, paranoia and shit like that, bro. Like, just be courteous to this Halloween. Like, don't be fucking around with strangers that you don't know about, because you don't, you know what I mean? But that shit's serious, bro. Like, don't do that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that shit be crazy to me. Just like 4th of July, dog, with people that have PTSD. I know people that have that personally, bro. And they really be goddamn crying on 4th of July when the fireworks pop. But they go in the room and put pillows over their head and, like, be just screaming. Yeah, like, don't be, this Halloween, be courteous to people, though. Like, don't go up on strangers trying to be scary and shit, bro, because you don't know what the hell somebody's suffering from, and they could kill you. Don't do that. Yeah, you can get killed like that, really.
Friends.
So what? Goddamn fangs and shit, motherfucker. Keep them to your damn self. Only bite Kurt with them shits. Don't fuck around in the street.
Kurt won't even let me bite him no more.
Nobody want to get bit by them rattler snake goddamn fangs you got, motherfucker.
Kurt, got you rattlesnake
fang. Oh, Lord. Kurt, we not snake. Hey, Kurt, I pray for you, brother. I pray for your goddamn light skinned neck, dog. I really do, bro. I pray for your light skinned neck, bro.
Before we get cut off, this has been How You Living Radio. Tune in Thursday. I'm not sure what the topic is going to be, but it's going to be something interesting.
Yeah, and before we leave, y'all, I gotta play this song before we leave, because this is a classic right here. Everybody should know this song right here, and I love this song right here just because it's Busta Rhymes. You feel me? So I got to play a little Busta on here. And, you know, y'all already know who. When the song start playing, y'all know who it is. You know what I mean? So we going to leave y'all with this tonight. Love, peace, hair, grease, man. We love y'all. And we'll see you Friday. Let's go.
You know, my homie Tretch from Naughty by Nature once said, if you ain't from the ghetto, don't come to the ghetto. But I'ma let one of our most immaculate tall guys take us all through the ghetto. Rick James.
When I was a young boy, growing up in the ghetto, hanging out on corners, singing with the fellas, looking for the cute chicks, trying to find me big fun, looking for some trouble for anyone who give me some. I was young and crazy
in the ghetto,
didn't know what my life would be
in the ghetto.
I was dumb and oh so lazy
in the ghetto.
Something had a spell on me
in the ghetto.
You wanna know what I'm talking about?
We be taking them chances while we search for the answers. We be smoking them cancer sticks. Police provoking. We dancing and we be dodging them bullets. They be popping off at it. But yet we always romance the street and fall in love with the hood till somebody can say always up to no good. So all of my fam could eat in the hood. We hungry. Ain't we playing for keys. My soldiers on the block, get on it. It be good if you're flaunt it. We will take if we want it. See, from the ghetto got a different state of mind with a different kind of hustle. And we iller with the grind and develop our muscle till we sicker with the shine and the struggle. Thus the money come quicker doing crime. I see the way we rep the hood. Gotta love me. You can take me out the ghetto, but you can't take it from me. Gotta love it. We'll be getting in that street. Hustle hard, try to get money quick.
In the ghetto.
It's where I got my name from. I learned to get money and I got all my game
in
from.
The
it's where you eat with a bunch of the wolves and get to hustling as hard as you could.
In the ghetto.
Until your cake stacking to get good. Throw a block party for the whole hood.
In the ghetto.
With them burnout cellies, talk crazy, sell drugs in front of poncho deli. Crackhead chicks still smoke with babies in their belly. In the prison elevator till the lobby all smelly.
In the ghetto.
It's where I keep my ratchets, get my instincts and survival tactics. Ain't nothing like the hood. I don't care. You survive it in the ghetto. You can make it anywhere. Gotta love it.
Ghetto love. You wanna know what I'm singing about?
Ghetto love.
Even though they act rude, you'll always find a good chick to hold up for they do. Behind the me and my clique on the move, we honor the code of the street and live by the rules. It's where all of the hoods at, find the most crooks and they sell the most zap. Where you find beautiful women and rug rats, and some of the most powerful people, I love that. Come on.
Mind who you thought I was. I'm Rick James.